Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's get to the drive at 5. Today it's with Chris Moore. And we start off with this news that we've been talking about all day. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump are making their appeals to voters ahead of another round of primaries on Tuesday. During a rally in Ohio on Saturday, Trump warned that if he were to lose the 2024 election, it would be a bloodbath for the U.S. auto industry and the country. The remark came as Trump promised a 100% tariff on cars made outside the United States, arguing that domestic auto manufacturing would be protected only if he is elected. Meanwhile, Biden's campaign said it brought in $53 million in February, a sign of accelerating donor interest. Fundraising has been a bright spot for Biden's reelection effort, even as he battles low approval ratings and some polls showing he's trailing Trump in key battleground states. There's a freeze watch on for much of the nation. Tuesday marks the official start of spring in the northern hemisphere after the warmest winter on record. However, more than half the United States population this week will experience temperatures at or below freezing. The chilly weather will be a shock for many of the eastern half of the country that experienced warmer than average temperatures this past week. The cold system is expected to ultimately creep into the Midwest, progressing south and east with time, while New York is set to drop 45 degrees on Tuesday morning. Temperatures in the southeast Tuesday morning will be 10 to 15 degrees below normal for this time of year. Several major cities, including Atlanta, Charlotte, and Birmingham, Alabama, are all expected to see temperatures drop into the 30s by Tuesday morning. The Russian President Vladimir Putin is set to tighten his grip on the country he has ruled since the turn of the century, as early results from a stage-managed election indicate a predictably large victory for the Kremlin leader. With over 99% of the ballots counted, Putin amassed more than 87% of the vote, according to preliminary results reported earlier today by Russia's Central Election Commission. In his Sunday evening address, Putin also made an unprecedented break with his tradition of not uttering Alexei Navalny's name, discussing his death, and confirming decisions over a potential prisoner swap involving the late opposition figure. Navalny's allies had previously claimed he was days away from being exchanged before his death. The Supreme Court is set to debate whether the White House crosses the First Amendment line in trying to thwart social media disinformation. Biden administration officials have for years persuaded social media platforms such as Facebook and X to take down posts that include misinformation about vaccines, the COVID-19 pandemic, and the 2020 election, among other things, but the Supreme Court must now decide whether those efforts will go too far when the government, in other words, veers into censorship on social media that violates the First Amendment. United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby is vowing to keep passengers safe after a series of mishaps at the carrier, including the latest incident, which is a flight from San Francisco to an airport in Medford, Oregon, was found discovered to have a missing panel on its fuselage. Kirby made the pledge in a letter sent to customers on Monday morning, saying the airline is reviewing each incident to understand what happened. Unfortunately, in the past few weeks, our airline has experienced a number of incidents that are reminders of the importance of safety, Kirby wrote. While they are all unrelated, I want you to know that those incidents have our attention and we have sharpened our focus. Well, it looks like Joann Fabrics is filing for bankruptcy. The fabric and crafts retailer Joann declared bankruptcy on Monday amid spending cutbacks from consumers and higher operating costs. The retail chain said it plans to keep up its 800-plus stores and keep them open while it works through the restructuring process. Hudson, Ohio-based Joann, which filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, reported between $1 billion and $10 billion in debt in court documents filed Monday. The retailer blamed higher costs from shipping overseas products as well as waning consumer demand. As part of the bankruptcy, Joann said it has received about $132 million in new financing and expects to reduce its balance sheet's funded debt by about $505 million. The financing is a significant step forward to help Joann continue operating its stores, Scott Sekela, Joann's chief financial officer, said in a statement. Hey, right here in Pittsburgh, you better buy your tickets ahead of time if you're a lottery ticket player in Pennsylvania. With $645 million on the line for the Powerball and $875 million for the Mega Millions, you'll want to buy your tickets early. Lottery sales terminals won't be working in Pennsylvania on Tuesday, March 19th because of upgrades to the system and portals. The Pennsylvania Lottery said it's all because the lottery is modernizing its system. During the short-term outage time, lottery drawings will continue processing claims that will take longer this month, and you won't be able to redeem Pennsylvania Lottery retail coupons through Wednesday, March 20th. All right, everybody's talking about Duquesne being in the big dance. Well, my alma mater is going there too. Grambling State University is going to play Montana State in what they call one of the player-in games. If they win that, and I doubt they will, they'll play Purdue, and I know what will happen there. All right, that's The Drive at 5 with Chris Moore.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. All right. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.